Hey, let's all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar. Let's sing hymn number 7. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Hill and forest, vale and mountain, glory, meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed. Wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou our everlasting Father, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us through the joy divine. Mortals join the happy chorus, which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us, brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life. For our family altar this evening, let us read a passage of the Bible for our encouragement. Let's turn to Psalms 91. Psalms 91. Psalms 91, we shall see from verses 1 to 7. Psalms 91, verses 1 to 7. Verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Verse 3. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6. Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. We shall continue to see from verses 8 to 16. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Verse 10, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Verses 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. We praise God. So here in Psalm 91, it tells us of those who abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So in verse 1, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Who is the Most High? The Most High here is referring to God in heaven, where this is a secret place in which he shall dwell. And this secret place is a shelter, is in the inner place of our heart. If we are able to have our hearts connected to God, the power of God shall be likened to a roof over our head, where we shall be able to abide under the shadow of the Lord God. And verse 2, therefore the psalmists have said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. So the psalmist has the Lord God as his refuge, as his fortress, and in him he will trust. Then in verse 3, how will the Lord God protect us? He will protect us from the snare of the fowler, from the trap of the hunter, and even from the perilous pestilence that is also referring to the plague of calamities in verse 3. He shall be able to cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we shall take refuge. Again, the Lord God is our refuge, our fortress. And his truth shall be likened to a shield to protect us. And here it says, the truth of God shall be our shield and a buckler. A buckler is a small shield, where because of this protection of the Lord God, we shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. Even our Lord Jesus has once said, take courage in me, for I have overcome the world. Though now we are facing difficult times in this world, but we thank the grace of God, we have the Lord to protect us. We have the protection of our Lord God to be able to protect us all round. And even to the pestilence, to the plague that walks in darkness, we are not fearful. Even though 1,000 may fall by our side, and 10,000 may fall by our right hand, but it shall not come near you. So we can see now, as the days go by, the number of those infected by this COVID-19 is getting more by the day. Even the number of deaths are not getting any less, whether in Malaysia or throughout the whole world. So we can see, even then, we thank the grace of God. We are preserved by him. We are protected by the Lord God. Why? Verse 9. Because we have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. So no evil shall come upon us, nor any plague shall come near our dwelling. For the Lord will protect us completely, and he will give his angels to charge over us, to keep us in this way. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the protection of God. This is the promise of God that he's given to all those who fear him. And from verses 14 to 16, here the author tells us, because he has set his love upon us, therefore the Lord will deliver us. We will call upon him and the Lord will answer. Therefore, for these few evenings, during the weekdays, we are having this family altar to encourage all our brothers and sisters, ministers, and all of us in one heart and mind to pray before our Lord God in heaven, to be able to preserve us, to protect us during these times of calamity these times of distress. Of course, this Psalm 91 has given us great comfort that the peace of God is required now, that all this peace comes from the mightiness of God and His protection. And because of this protection of God, we shall not be afraid. And in verse 7 tells us, if God preserves us, we will all be able to be peaceful. So all the more, this psalm, as we read, has given us more and more comfort. Therefore, all the more, we should pray all the more that God will continually protect us. Now, what we do not fear, we should not be afraid of the one that kills the body, not the soul. For only the one who kills the body and the soul, as Jesus mentioned, is even more terrifying. Pestilence can kill the body, and our soul can still be preserved. There is one more terrifying than the pestilence. For Jesus once said, for the sick are the ones who need a physician. This is really, really scary. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, as we read this psalm, we recall of the protection of God. We recall of the peace of God. And more importantly, that also in times of this pestilence, to take note of a greater threat, that is the spiritual pestilence, that is sin. All the more, we should seek God to protect us in these times. Therefore, from verses 5 to 7, as just now we have seen, that the Lord will continue to protect us. Therefore, we should not be afraid. Only be very careful. Yes, we need to expedite or even to execute our own protective measures for ourselves, our families, and the society at large. Of course, there may be incidences of infections, deaths, and etc. But all this depends on the time of God. We must take all the more, all the preventive measures, but deep in our heart, we thank God. We still have God to rely upon. We still have this hope of the kingdom of God. Therefore, let us not be afraid, but rather to be afraid of the spiritual pestilence that will befall us in the last days before Jesus comes again. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, as you have seen in Psalms 91, indeed, the Lord will definitely deliver us. For one who draws near to God, his heart is connected to the Lord, he shall be able to abide under the shadow of the Almighty, to be able to come under the almighty wings of God, the loving arms of God, to be able to be preserved from the midst of this pestilence, from the midst of all this difficulty. As we know, this pestilence is unexpected and is something that has never happened in history. Yes, it has, but not as bad, not as the outbreak that we are experiencing now, that is COVID-19. So we thank the Lord, and we also continue to pray for one another in this period of hard times. This is the time for us once again to lift our hands of prayer, our holy hands of prayer, as Paul said, to lift up our holy hands of prayer, to pray for one another, out of love, out of faith, to pray that God will be able to preserve all His children, all whom He loves. And we also pray for the church, that the Lord God will preserve His people, His chosen ones. And we, during this time, all the more, let us encourage one another, as the times are bad, to cry out to God during this time of pestilence. So that is a good time for us to reflect and return to the Lord God. It's also a time for us to return, to repent, confess our sins before the Lord God. As the people of Israel were praying before, that they also prayed that the Lord God will forgive the iniquities of not only ourselves, but also of all of us here. Out of love, let us pray for one another, especially for those who are infected, especially for those who are living in these areas. Of course, now, dear brothers and sisters, we are all living in much fear, in much anxiety, in much distress. But with the protection of God, as the Bible tells us in verse 9, Psalms 91 verse 9, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Therefore, since the Lord will protect us, there will be no evil that comes upon us. There shall be no plague that will come near us. And in verse 5, we shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. For the Lord is our refuge. He is our fortress. And in God, in the Lord, we will continue to put our trust. And we believe the Lord will definitely protect His children, will definitely preserve Him. Finally, in verse 15, we shall call upon the Lord and the Lord will answer us, and He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor Him. With long life, I will satisfy Him and show Him my salvation. For what we are looking forward to today is the kingdom of God. In our heart, all the more, we pray that the peace of the Lord will be given to all those whom He loves. As long as we entrust all things to His hand, the Lord God will preserve us. The Lord God's almighty hands will be with us. So we pray that the Lord will give us strength, courage to face COVID-19 with all courage, and to pray for those who are weak, to the elderly, to the church, and also to those who are affected, not only in our country, but also our brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Lord, throughout the world. Let the will of God be done. Of course, we also pray for one another in this manner. Therefore, in this family altar this evening, we have shared Psalms 91 as our encouragement before we pray. We pray that these words of God will be able to bring comfort to the people, to all of us here. Let's all now, in the name of Jesus, in one accord, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Or
Or